and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, one of the common characteristics of the people of the world is their proclivity to associate themselves in groups of one kind or another. Even within our own country, we see this very often. As people become members of a political party, or of a social club, or of a sports club, or any other numerous kinds of organization. In fact, sometimes we even become members of groups, not so much by our own choosing, but by the very kind of person we are. A good example, I suppose, of that on this campus is the fact that some of you are first-year students, and some of you are second-year men, or fourth-year men, or graduate students, just by the very chronological period of your life here at the seminary. But most of the time, the group that we most wish to be associated with is the group over which we have the most influence, or also the group where our behavior and our very motivation has been set to be a part of that group. A peer group is probably the best example of that. And so it is that the words which serve as our text for this morning also speak about our being members of a group. And yet our membership in that group is not based upon what we do or how we understand something, but rather it is based upon the great truth of the faithfulness of God. For that is the decisive point which the Apostle Paul makes in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9, which serves as our text, when he writes to the church at Corinth, "God is faithful, through whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord." The preeminent point that Paul makes in this text is the faithfulness of God. And what a striking point that really is, especially when you consider the fact to whom Paul was writing this epistle. He was writing it to a church that had its share of problems, some of which you heard read just a few moments ago in the lesson for this morning. It was a church that was divided into factions. There were some who said they belonged to Peter, and others said they belonged to Paul or to Apollos. And there was even a group that said we belong to Christ. But in the very process of saying that, they divided up the congregation into these warring factions. It was not, if you will, a very good picture of the unity of the brethren. And yet, what could be more illustrative of the point of our text than the fact that in spite of that, the apostle can say, God is faithful. In fact, in the very face of our unfaithfulness, God's faithfulness shows itself forth. For his faithfulness overcomes our petty disagreements and our dividedness and our enmity. In fact, the faithfulness of God overcomes the sin of the world. For in spite of the very condition of man to be divided, to be cliquish, to go his own way or to do his own thing, God showed his faithfulness that he did not wish to leave man in that condition, but who did something about it. And so it is that our text continues, for it says that he has called us into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. And there can be indeed no question of God's goodness or mercy towards us, his creatures, as he invites us to become part of a group that transcends our dividedness. For as he calls us into fellowship, it is a fellowship that is based upon his work done for us. The apostle uses the passive verb in this verse of our text. He says, you were called into fellowship. There can be no misunderstanding of the fact that it is not by our own reason or strength that we can come to Jesus Christ our Lord, but we are called into this group, into an association, a communion, a gathering, the koinonia of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And what is this then but a beautiful description of the church? For we who are the called out ones, the members of his ecclesia, the members of his body. For in Christ, there is truly true oneness and unity. For he is the head of his body, the church. And in him, there is true fellowship. For the faithfulness of God is shown in the work of his Son, who came and in the foolishness of the cross, despising the shame, humbled himself and became obedient unto death, and by his death and by his resurrection, conquered the powers of sin and death and the devil, and made it possible for us in faith to become members of his body, the church. And so it is that in Christ we are all called to be one with him. And it is that point that the apostle makes when he speaks and writes to the Ephesians. There is one body and one spirit. Just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is in all and above all and through all. So it is that by the faithfulness of God, we are members of an association of faith. A fellowship that is not bound by space or time or by the limitations of our human flesh, but rather it is a fellowship of eternal significance. A group of saints, forgiven sinners whose life is theirs not by their own accomplishment, but by the accomplishment of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And a membership that is sustained by the preaching of the Word and by the Holy Sacrament. A membership that is sustained, for example, when we gather together in this place on a morning such as this, or when people gather together anywhere around the world, in a steamy jungle or in a barren desert, or on a mission field or in a great cathedral, forever two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in the midst of them. And that fellowship is present, that fellowship in Jesus Christ. So it is that on this morning, we can say in all truth that we are in a good company, in a good fellowship, one based not upon what we do or what we accomplish, but one that is based upon the faithfulness of God and the grace which he has shown to us in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now to him who by the power at work within us is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.